Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
Our guest this week is Master Gunnery Sergeant Peter Pareto, United States Marine Corps, and recipient of the Bronze Star with Valor for actions in Afghanistan. Master Gunnery Sergeant Pareto, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us a bit to start off, if you could, about how you came to join the Marine Corps and some of your service leading up to your deployment in Afghanistan.
Well, as a kid, I had actually a couple uncles and cousins who were in the Marine Corps. So when I was looking into joining the military in high school, I decided that that's what I wanted to be. And plus, that sharp uniform kind of attracted me too. So
absolutely, and the commercials, which I must say, the Marine Corps commercials are by far the best of any of the four services.
Well, thank you. We like to think that so too.
Well, when exactly did you arrive in Afghanistan?
I got there actually in October of 2002.
And where were you stationed in Afghanistan? Tell us a little bit about just the some of your daily activities.
Yeah, sure. I originally started off up in Bagram, Afghanistan. I was working with a Joint Special Operations Task Force, and then I was reassigned out to the city of Gardez, which was in the Paktia province along the north-central eastern side of Afghanistan, along the kind of closer to the border there in Pakistan, and the very mountainous territory over there.
Tell us a little bit about the people of Afghanistan. There's not a great appreciation for what life is like for the people there. So tell us a little bit about what you encountered on a daily basis.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because, like I said, I lived in a safe house, actually, out in the city of Gardez. So I was actually really living with the populace there. The people there are great. I mean, they're just they were really, really glad that we went in there and got rid of the Taliban, because you couldn't find a person that had anything good to say about the Taliban other than the Taliban themselves. So they were very appreciative. They were really loyal. They would actually go out of their way to come in and give us information on, if there was any bad activity going on in the area, because they really wanted just to be really just to clean it up and kind of just get back to living in peace again. So that was really interesting to see that, and very rewarding as well.
Now, the actions that we'll be talking about today took place on March 12, 2003. Walk us through that day, if you could.
Yes, sir. Actually, we had gotten some information from some of the locals. The Taliban was setting up legal checkpoints along the Khaust Road, which ran from Gardez down to Khaust, Afghanistan. It was kind of one of the main roads in that area. And they were setting up these illegal checkpoints and rolling the civilians up traveling that road, hitting up like embezzling them and extorting money from them and stealing their stuff for their own personal gain and also to fund their fight. So we set a patrol up and went down the road to try to shut those down. And we had gotten, we were quite a ways in towards the outside of our area of operation there, and towards the town of Barawaz, and they had set up an ambush up in this real tight pass that came down out to the out of the mountains, and it was if I had to set an ambush up, that's the area I would have picked too. So it was a pretty tough spot.
When you came under pretty heavy attack yourself, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they had from what the intelligence we got after the gunfight, because we had taken a few prisoners, and after interrogating them, they told us that there was about 75 to 80 enemy forces that had set this ambush up, and there was only between 12 and 15 of us. So it was a pretty interesting day.
Well, from what I understand, that if you were in the position that if you abandoned your position under fire, that the rest of your forward element would have been left on their own without any support.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, we kind of had a little bit of intel that the enemy was probably going to try to hit us somewhere along that route. So when we came down the road, we went what was called a bounding overwatch, which is kind of like a leapfrog. We would send one element forward, they'd set up a base of fire, and then trail element would leap in front of them and kind of bound our way down the road. So we never got all our forces in what you would call a kill zone in the ambush. So our lead element pushed ahead and actually made, they had no choice but to initiate their ambush prematurely without getting all our forces in their kill zone. So unfortunate thing about that is about the four or five guys we had out ahead got pinned down. They were in a pretty tough spot in this dried riverbed. And there was no choice. You just to stand your ground and fight. So and that's what we did. And luckily, it came out on the positive side for us.
From what I read, you really did stand and fight. I read that you held your position for almost an hour through intense fire, taking out two enemy machine guns. And that when your machine gun ran out of ammunition, you grabbed an M4 carbine and began to engage the enemy again?
Yes, sir. Yeah, actually, about almost an hour-long firefight. Now I ended up running out of ammunition for the machine gun I was on. And, it's fight or flight, and there was no flight in that part, so we just pretty much stood our ground. So I did. I grabbed my M4 and actually got in front of one of our other machine guns, a 50 cal machine gun, and kind of helped him spot some other enemy positions who were still firing on us, which he ended up engaging and kind of got rid of that. And then once we got air overhead, it helped out a lot.
Now, one of the questions that we ask from time to time when we're interviewing somebody who's been in a situation like yours is what's going on in your mind as this is all happening?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question, and it's funny, you know, you go into, like I said, we, especially as Marines, we train the way we're going to fight. So you almost kind of go on autopilot. You get very kind of focused on your task at hand, which is if somebody's shooting at you, you pretty much shoot back. And you really don't have any time to think about anything, you know, maybe bad that could, you know, happen other than, you know what, it no longer is about you. It's about the men and women around you, and that's what you do. So you stay and do your job, and that's every single person on that patrol that day did that, and that's why I can say that, yeah, we came out on top, and luckily didn't have really take any casualties. Just one person got minor wounded. That was it.
And what was your reaction when you heard that you'd be receiving the Bronze Star with Valor?
I didn't think I deserved it. Of course, I'm like, hey, I just did my job, and you know, I did the same job that everybody else did. The people, I guess, in charge decided that that's what they were going to do. So, but yes, I'm very honored to have received that award.
Well, Master Gunnery Sergeant Peter Peretto, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.